Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In case you missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. It's a Football Friday. It is a F-off Friday. And while we get you ready for Browns-Ravens, I do think the reaction to a lot of different reports about the quarterback position reminds me that I think it's time we start getting everyone just to lower the temperature and maybe the expectations on the quarterback position and what you're going to set up for 2026.
Yeah, I don't want to yet, though. You're right. I don't want to yet. If the debates are, do you want Kyler Murray? Do you want Tua? And those are the high-end options.
You forgot Mac Jones.
I was going to throw Mac Jones
in there. Put McCorkle on there.
So Mac Jones is actually a good case study in this because Mac Jones is the one of these options that is not maybe instantly want to vomit. And okay. So, like, that's good.
But if
that's a good sign.
If we had this conversation 7 weeks ago, you'd still want to vomit about Mac Jones.
Yes, he's changed a lot of perceptions. Now, here's the problem with Mac Jones, though. I get Mac Jones, but I don't get him with Kyle Shanahan. That's an issue for me.
But you get him with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, that's not good. The guy who thinks he's Kyle Shanahan, that's not good.
Discount Shanahan?
Although we might not even any part of that. We might not even have him. We might not even have him with Stefanski's the other equation to this. I need Mac Jones if I have a good offensive head coach, an actual good offensive head coach.
So Kevin Stefanski, yeah, two-time Kevin coach Stefanski. Of the year.
No, not that guy. That guy doesn't know what he's doing.
But he's been a two-time coach of the year. How can he be a bad coach if he's got a two-time coach of the year award?
I wonder.
Even I rolled for the camera. All right,
it wasn't for the camera.
But I think so. I do
it was,
think
it
the,
was for you.
I think the Mac Jones thing is the perfect backdrop for this because, like, no one in Indy was really clamoring for Daniel Jones. And by the way, they still shouldn't. He's not good. But one's clamoring for Daniel Jones.
They had to make that leap, though. They had to make that jump. They had to be like, all right, we're going to take a chance on Daniel Jones. And then they watched it materialize.
And I think that's going to be the position you're in.
The problem is that Mac Jones showcased what he could do. But I'm worried that he is very similar to Brock Purdy in that he's only able to do it in that setting. That's the worry I have with Mac Jones.
The worry I have is I don't want to give up a second or third round pick for a retread quarterback who might only be a product of
Shanahan?
Yeah. They have the same initials. It was throwing me off. Kyle Shanahan
KS
system. KS
meet KS?
Yes.
Yeah.
See? A lot of people confuse them.
Dollar Store KS. Timu KS?
No, I already did it to Tua.
There's no alliteration. We got nothing. Yeah, we got nothing. The point is
Kmart?
That...
Kmart?
There we go. Now we're talking.
May it rest in peace.
There's just never any lights on in that store.
Yeah.
You'd walk in and be like, it's...
By the way,
are you guys even open?
There was, before Wall Street did what it did, what it tried to do to GameStop that it successfully did to Sears. Remember, Kmart was a fine business model that those hucksters ran all the money out of Kmart and then ran into the ground on purpose. Those corporate raiders. We could still Kmart today.
I would just walk into a Kmart at like 3 p.m. and I would be like, are you guys open? No one's here to greet me.
Because you don't know the glory.
The lights, there's like half the lights are on.
You don't know the glory of a Kmart.
No rows are filled with actual merchandise. What's going on here?
Kmart circa 1994, the lights were bright. Before the corporate raiders came in, I'm telling you, before the Sears stuff, there's a sweet spot where Walmart looked like nothing. And it was Kmart all the way. By the way.
That must have been a time.
Kmart had some fresh food, too. They were ahead of the game.
Isn't Walmart perceived to be better than Kmart, though?
Yeah, but that perception
Even back in the day, I thought Kmart was where, I thought it was like if you went to Walmart, you're like, at least I'm not going to Kmart.
No. That became the perception. But
by the time I got to understanding the world, that was the perception.
People in Medina will remember, think 1993's version of Kmart in Medina. Oh, what a paradise that was.
Yeah, by the time I got around to it,
96?
You'd walk in and be
real problematic.
You'd watch cockroaches just move everywhere. They existed in that world.
So it was so successful, Kmart was, in Medina, that they left that building and went across the road, down the road a little bit, and built a super Kmart. We had a super Kmart. It wasn't just Kmart. It was super. And boy...
Aren't the big Walmarts just called Super Walmarts, too?
Yeah, where do you think I got the idea from?
Nobody came up with anything? It
because
could have been
if
like
you
a
put
great,
super
been a great
in front
Walmart,
of something, it
was
makes
always
it
super.
Better.
Why was it always super?
Nick Wilson, good. Super
Nick
Wilson.
But I lived
Wilson.
In Montana. I was like, we had a Super Walmart in Montana.
No.
That's what we had. It was a Super Walmart. It wasn't just a Walmart. It was a Super Walmart.
Okay, and a normal Kmart, in its heyday, would make Super Walmart... look like normal Walmart. All right, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, that being said,
so Kevin Stefanski.
So Kmart, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, so that's part of my hangup with Mac Jones. I think he's the most appetizing of the quarterbacks that we've discussed. But I still, how much of that even translates if it's not Shanahan there?
But I just all of this is a lesson in if the Browns do get a veteran quarterback for next year, it's going to be off the reclamation heap. No one in Tampa clamored for Baker when he went there. People in Minnesota saw Sam Darnold.
$5 million deal for backup and for Baker, and he had to compete against backups in order to win that job.
The same people that saw Sam Darnold as a $10 million stopgap just to get you to J.J. McCarthy. They're the people now saying we should have signed Sam Darnold and traded J.J. McCarthy. And it's a sleight of hand, I know, but that's going to be, it's either that or you take a guy with a top 10 pick. And by the way, in a year where a lot of people are saying you should just wait to 2027.
Yeah. And it's going to be a real issue because we're going to have to fall in love with one of these guys we don't want to fall in love with. And I hate that. I think it stinks. I'd feel a lot better about it, though, if we had a head coach that could actually develop a quarterback.
At this point, we just need a rebound. All right. Or a slump buster. However you want to look at this. I don't need to fall in love right now. I just need to get in the bedroom.
I know, but the problem that's going to happen is that if we have somebody that looks anything close to decent, you know what's going to happen? We'll do what the Colts just did.
I thought you were going to say 3 a.m. at the bar.
No.
Closing time.
Well, that's basically what the Colts just did. Yeah. Is that Daniel Jones in the right light looked good enough, and now after 8 games, they sold the house and getting Sauce Gardner, and they're locking themselves and committed to years with an S of Daniel Jones now being their franchise quarterback, and I don't know that that's the right bet.
Many men have fallen on that sword, too.
They hurried into that.
Yep.
And that's not... You don't want to turn the slump buster into the person you get married and have kids with.
It will be very funny, though, when Arch Manning comes out in 2027, and the pick that he actually goes to the Jets with will be from the Colts. Watching the Indianapolis meltdown will be hilarious in that.
I mean, they watched 7 games of Daniel Jones and was like, I guess this is it now. I guess we're getting married to him.
I guess he's just awesome. Never mattered.
Oh, it's like, okay, that's a bold play if you want to do that. I still can't believe it.
I can. It's Indianapolis.
And it's not like they're regretting this or anything like that. They're very comfortable with this.
No.
They like this. They like the spot that they're in right now. It's going to come in a couple games or once he ends up getting injured and not playing in a playoff game this year. Something like that happening.
I think he'll finish off the season. Maybe he'll get a playoff win. It's like the Giants. It's just going to be that same story.
But I don't want that for the Browns, though. I don't want that for the Browns.
Yeah,
that's the
best case scenario right now.
I hate that, though. The idea that we fall in love with someone who, after 6 or 7 games, shows us a glimpse of being decent at this whole thing,
but
and then all of a sudden we're committed.
It is 3 a.m. at the bar.
And you know they're going to course correct, because where they told Baker that wasn't good enough, now they're going to turn around and be like, we're going to rush to the altar because this is as good as we're going to ever get.
Don't worry. When they screw it up, they will say, we own that. Which is going to... And they'll do the... And everything will be fine. Let's go with Jim in Strongsville. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, fella.
North Side Johnny, Nikki Blue Chew. How you boys doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got for
us? Good.
Listen, I was thinking about something that you said earlier, Nick, to Daryl. Would we be happy if it was reversed and our offense was phenomenal and whatever, and our defense was the one that was a pile of garbage? And yeah, it would change everything. That one, that would mean we had a franchise quarterback. That would essentially be being the Cincinnati Bengals minus the injuries that are constant to their quarterback, Joe Burrow. I mean, think about that. Do you think they think they're a Super Bowl contender, even with a crappy defense, if they have a healthy Joe Burrow all year? Heck yeah, they do. It makes all the difference. You're 100% right. Once you get the quarterback right, everything else becomes easier. We just can't do that. And it drives me nuts. You talk about going in. Yeah, I'm one of the guys. Quit talking about the price of the tickets, because I paid full price for four tickets, and now I got to go on Sunday with nobody else there. So all I'm going to do is drink myself to oblivion, and now it's a late game. So now I got to go home. I don't get a chance to take a nap and get Monday's going to be whatever. It just, they're throwing me off. If you're going to suck, be on at 1 o'clock. So I can go down there, get boozed up, go home, get to bed early, and make my Monday somewhat presentable. That's my wish for Browns.
Jim, how many tickets you got?
Four.
I'll give you $5 a ticket.
Dude.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I couldn't find somebody to take my extra two to the Miami game. I ended up giving him to some dude at the bar at midnight on Saturday. He's like, I'll go to the game. I'm like, hey, dude, give me your email address. Let's go.
You went to slump buster.
You went to the game with this guy then?
No, our seats are kind of close. They're in the row behind my wife and I.
Okay, that's better.
He bought me a beer. It was all okay. I mean,
so
it was fine.
What I'm pitching to you is that you only take a loss of 93% on this. I'm saving you about 7% on each one of those tickets. You're welcome.
My seats are club seats, Nick. It's worse than that.
That's what I was thinking. Horrifying. It's way more than the percentages Nick was throwing out right now.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It makes me want to throw up. and then they call me. They're like, "Yeah, do you want to? We have an opportunity for some sweet games for the Steelers and whatever. Are you interested?" I have people coming to panic. Maybe I am interested. What about the four tickets I have? Well, we don't buy tickets back. You'll have to sell those. I was like, sell them. I can't give them away. Sell them? It's just delusional. The whole organization all the way through is completely delusional.
Yeah, but other than that, what do you think of them?
They tried to pull the limited time deal thing with me. Well, you know, we have somebody interested in them. I'm like, I'm in sales, honey. You're not going to fool me with that one.
With full honey.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I love you guys.
I love you, buddy. Jim. All right.
By the way, I'm going to go to a game and get hammered. That part of it sounded fun.
I got his idea, though. He needed that nap in between. He didn't want to make his Monday bad. When you can forecast on Friday that the late time is going to ruin your Monday because you're going to get too hammered at the game, I get it.
Just take Monday off.
Well, that's easy. That's YOLO. The easy solution.
Yeah. You only live once, right? But you only have so many Mondays in a life.
And that sales business that he's in, though.
Is Monday a good sales day? I tend to remember.
No, you
got to
always be hustling, though. You always got to be hustling.
From watching the salespeople.
Sell me this pen.
That Monday they kind of slid into Monday slowly, and then they worked their ass off Tuesday through Thursday, and then they kind of slowed up on Friday. That's my recollection of most salespeople. I don't work enough with the salespeople here to know, but when I was an account services guy. Working directly with salespeople. It was on Monday and Friday, Good luck finding someone. Tuesday through Thursday, business was good. But Monday and Friday, that's more the B-work kind of day in the sales community, and I was the B-work.
I can't find any patterns with our sales guys.
No?
I go down. I have no idea when anyone's ever going to be there. I assume they're always just doing things.
Because they're selling air. It's hard.
Not actual air. You mean air time? I think people...
No. So like...
you mean air time,
my boy
or you mean
Fate.
Actual air?
So I dabbled with the idea of maybe selling radio way back in the day, when I first got into business.
Yeah.
Back when I was in Akron. And my boy Fate
was
like...
And there's a lot of on-air people that also sell... I didn't do it, but I worked with people that did that in basically every spot I've been to but this one.
But my boy Fate was like, here's the thing. It's the most difficult thing to sell because you're selling air. I never understood it until I went to a meeting with him and watched somebody try to process what they would actually be buying. And I'm like, all right, yeah, your job is much harder. You'd think it'd be like, I mean, 92.3 The Fan, all the success we've had,
yeah.
Squeezing everybody out. We're doing a great job here. And then it's like, but so I'm buying air? It's like, no, you're buying time on a very...
I wouldn't present it that way.
Well, yeah, there's a reason I'm not in sales. There's a reason why...
Yeah, I feel like that was a bad presentation on his behalf.
No. That's not how he presented it to the client.
Oh, okay.
He presented it to me.
I was like, you're not really buying it.
The man made the sale.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Right then and there. He said it was his seventh time out there, though. Yeah. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.